Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:48, 12 till 7. I was kidding around yesterday, texting some people saying if I see one more TV meteorologist tell me that it's cold outside or that it's cool outside, I'm going to go ballistic because I don't need the weather people to make up stuff and imagine stuff and tell me their slant on things and try to make me believe things. That's not why I watch the weather. That's why I watch the news. Kidding. But you know, the president upset about this Nobel Peace Prize, but he shouldn't be because the nomination ended on January 31st for this Nobel Peace Prize. And I think if what he's promising in the Middle East happens, I think he's going to be the leading contender for the Nobel Peace Prize next year. But this was a very recent development, so you can't like go back and discount everything that happened before and break the rules and all that, right? If the nominations closed on January 31st, I will say this, if this happens as he says it's going to happen and there is peace between Hamas and Israel and peace going forward, then I think he would certainly be a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize and somebody should nominate him by January 31st. But before you get all upset, I don't think you can feel as though you've been snubbed because you didn't get it this year, because these are very recent developments. The nominations close on January 31st, and they hand out the award on October 10th. So it's not like an instant thing or anything like that. Ali Bustamante joins us now, professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at UNO. Talk about these building bankruptcies that are going on. How you doing, professor?
Great, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Hancock Whitney Center and our building that we're in, 400 Poydras, in default on their debt. First of all, what does that mean about maturity default?
Well, you know, when we're actually talking about maturity defaults, it's really about an ability to make ongoing payments. So, you know, the way that payments were likely structured were somewhere, you know, at a certain point in time, you know, which is now really, that payments were structured to change in a way that right now it just really doesn't make economic sense for folks to actually service them anymore.
So I don't understand, boy. You got to help me out because I'm just a guy that owns a home, right? But when you look at the size of these buildings and the cost that it takes to maintain these things, and then you put debt service on top of it, is there a general rule of thumb about occupancy to rate of debt that you have to have or amount of debt that you have to have in order to not be upside down on these things?
Well, there's not really a rule of thumb per se, but you know the idea is that it's about how much occupancy you have in these buildings, right? And when you start really getting to a point where occupancy is, you know, is dwindling, certainly at a rapid pace, and right now, you know, when we look at vacancy rates in a lot of buildings, we're looking at about 25% vacancy rates in a lot of these Class A buildings right now. That's really, like a state where the math just isn't mathing anymore.
Say that again, Professor. What number was that percentage?
About 25% vacancy rate.
Yeah.
And that's really a place where, you know, you have cost being much greater than the actual revenue coming in.
And the other thing, when it comes to the long-term financing of this and the capital acquisition, et cetera, every month that you have an office that's empty, that's like an unsold concert ticket. That's revenue you will never, ever see. And that goes to the long-range plan for paying off this building, right?
Exactly right. And, you know, when we're, you know, the right now, the going rate for, you know, Class A business rent, it's about $22 per square foot. And so when you're thinking about the fact that not just are you know, these kinds of office spaces having much less occupancy, but also the ones that do have existing office space, they're actually downsizing as well. It's really a double whammy when it comes to the ability to keep these kinds of buildings afloat.
So what happens? First of all, the real estate market for commercial buildings in downtown New Orleans, I look at all of these buildings and I can't imagine who's going to fill them. I really don't. Am I missing something?
No, you're absolutely right. Again, you know, when we look at, you know, leasing activity and vacancy rates, they're extremely elevated. You know, when we're looking at, you know, the Central Business District, like I said, you know, we have vacancy rates that are, you know, really in the, you know, in the mid 20%. And then when we're actually looking at, you know, further, you know, go to Metairie, those are pretty stable. And it's really a reflection that, you know, folks are really looking at, you know, either mixed use properties or properties that are much closer to the homes where most workers are.
So what about COVID? Was that a sea change in this, or have we rebounded from that with people not working from home anymore and going back to the office?
You know, there's been a slight rebound, but it's really a bigger shift, really, in terms of not just whether, you know, businesses are allowing folks to work from home or not. There's just been a gradual downsizing of the need for use. There's been a huge rethinking post-COVID of how much space businesses actually need, given that so much of their business has really pivoted to the e-commerce side.
So what happens with a building like the Whitney Tower or the the building we're in at 400 Poydras, ultimately?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, the sad truth is that, you know, two things have to give. One, you know, they're going to have to try to, you know, really lower rents in a way that's going to be attractive. But the sad reality right now is that as we know, as we've seen with the CBD for over the past, you know, several years, is a lot of these spaces, even when you have relatively attractive rents, there's just really few people who can actually fill them. And so a lot of the time they do go, you know, just unoccupied for a long period of time.
See, and here's the thing, and this is way above my pay grade. I got nothing to do with any of this, but we are in one of the buildings. So I'm thinking, well, if to attract more tenants, they have a fire sale for rent. Well, then if I'm already a tenant, I'm saying, hang on a second here. If I'm paying $22 a square foot or whatever number you said, and then you're going to entice new tenants, offer $15 a square foot, let's talk about me, because then I want to go down to $15 a square foot as well, which changes the entire model again, right?
100%. And yet, you know, as you kind of, you know, alluded to in the beginning, the way that these, you know, rent contracts are oftentimes structured, you know, they do have, you know, in almost like the equivalent of an adjustable rate mortgage, basically, right? They do have the maturity on these kinds of rent premiums. That being said, you know, it's folks who have these long-term contracts who oftentimes are locked in, and it really is a you know, a move whether, you know, they choose to, you know, to go with the transaction cost of actually finding a new space with less rent and being able to do the, you know, have the moving costs, having the restructuring of contracts, all of that stuff. And so it can be, you know, a lot of landlords are going to have a difficult time restructuring them. But if the pieces are in place and you can actually have a legitimate threat of moving, I think that's where a lot of power does come out to a lot of these tenants.
So real quick, we only have a minute left. it costs a lot to maintain the building. I'm losing revenue if these spaces go unleased. However, if I continue to maintain the debt service, I am ultimately gaining a capital asset. So is there some point where the scale slides and the company says, that's it, we're closing the building, selling?
You know, I think the first step is usually that there's, you know, opportunity for conversion rates. You know, there's a lot of incentives to do a lot of like mixed occupancy buildings now. And if they can get some of those contracts, I think it's, you know, that's really a win-win for a lot of folks. You know, you get tenants that have relatively small square footage, but plus you get the ability to restructure and increase the housing supply. But as you kind of mentioned, absent those opportunities, you're really going to have a lot of vacancies on the market.
Then you got people that have already, I know we got to go 10, but have leases then, that are going to say, well, wait, I didn't move into this building because I wanted it to be a mixed residency kind of thing, right? So that opens up a new
exactly
can of worms.
Exactly right. So it really is, a very complex matter right now. But
Professor,
again,
they're screaming at me. We got to go. Thank you. I'm sorry. Ali Bustamante, professor at UNO, 657, quickly to traffic, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.